The January 20th meeting of the Rio del City Council began with a closed-door conference with City Attorney Russell Ganz concerning a possible lawsuit against residents of Old Ranch Road. The city has provided water to the homes on Old Ranch Road for many years, although they are outside of the city limits. The city also owns the Monument Springs well site property in the same area, which it has listed as surplus and is hoping to sell. The city has continued to link securing a right-of-way to its well property with continuing to provide water to the residents, despite there being two separate issues. The threatened lawsuit involves three named families, as well as Humboldt Redwood Company, which owns part of the property in that area. The public meeting then began with police service awards to officers David Lungi and Kevin Harrelson for their work in separate investigations involving a rash of property thefts from vehicles that were occurring in December. The council approved installing a plaque in recognition of service for former city manager Jim Stretch, which is estimated to cost $400, paid for by donations. Staff time for the installation and upkeep is not included in that amount. Stretch served as city manager on three different occasions, totaling 3 years and 4 months. New council member Deborah Garnes sought to clarify the service that was being recognized.
I just wondered, I wasn't here, so I don't know why, I do know that the time he was here was 2 years and then a 6 month and a 7 month period. And so I just wondered, did he do something like outside the norm? I mean, it was a paid position. This is not me saying I don't want Jim to be recognized. This is just me asking a question. Was he the only city manager that Rio Del had that's lasted for 2 years?
Councilmember Jack Thompson stated that Stretch helped out the city for 10 years whenever it was needed. He worked to install the city hall sign and planter box, as well as other improvements. Mayor Frank Wilson reiterated.
He did take us through some rough times. During my time, I wasn't here for the other times, but we did have kind of a rough ride in the last couple of years, and so he certainly needs recognition.
It was during the most recent tenure of Mr. Stretch that an investigation report conducted in 2009 by an independent private investigator detailing numerous problems within the Public Works Department, some of which were described as felony-level embezzlement of property, were released to the public. The city also instituted contentious utility rate increases and weathered the mandatory water restrictions issued by the state during Stretch's time as city manager. The council then discussed changes to the procedure for selecting the mayor and mayor pro tem for future councils. In order to prevent the same person from serving as mayor for numerous years, as has been the case in Rio Del, the council decided to look into term limits for this position. The mayor would be allowed to serve only 1 2-year term, and then the position would be filled by a different council member. The person could serve as mayor again in the future, but not consecutively. The council were in agreement that the term limits would be beneficial to the city. Video of the meeting, as well as the full council packet of documents, are available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be held February 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.